Communication is very, very vital in every relationship. In every human and human contact, in every human and human habitation, you cannot do without communication. And this is one of the barriers in communication. We are too busy. What are we looking for? I want to let you know, if you did not bring up a child, according to Proverbs 22 verse 6, that child will mix up those properties before you when you are aging. Bride of Jesus worldwide, praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We worship you because you alone is God. We exalt your holy name. We magnify your holy name. You are the God who is, who was, and who is to come. You are the Ancient of Days. I am that I am. I am that I am. And I am that I will be. Every other thing changed, but you remained the same. Every other thing moved, but you remained the same. Every other thing melts away, but you remained the same. And we are complete in you. You are the reason why we are alive. Blessed assurance. Whether the world is going up or going down, we are blessed and we are assured in you. Thank you, our Father. We know today, being the last day in the month of January 2021 and the last Sunday in the month of January 2021, our lives will never remain the same. You will cause a tremendous change by your power at work in us. And whatever that does not look like you in us will fizzle out. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. You can have your seat. So just seated with your writing materials, if you have, with your Bibles, and with your ears. And let's unlearn and relearn. Let's just unlearn. We have read many books on marriages, many seminars, many teachings. Today we'll be looking at the topic that says the Christian marriage. We choose the word "the" being a definite article. That is, there is a particular marriage that is Christian owned. We have all kinds of marriages, but this one we are about to talk is Christian marriage. And being a Christian marriage, we cannot take our stand outside the world of God, because the word of God is God. So we have to go back to see the reason why God instituted marriage. What was his mind? You cannot talk about a product without a manual.
But this part of the world we are living in,
Africa,
Nigeria, we don't take manual serious. We don't even read manual. Most of us that are using our phones don't even go through the manual of your phone to know the features and the functions of your phone. Once you get your gadget, you slot in your SIM and start calling. That is our habit, because we don't read, we don't study. That's why we charge the phone without the particular charger made for it, and we say the phone is not working well, the phone is hot. We are the cause. The same way with marriages. God, being a perfect God, instituted a perfect home. Being a perfect God, instituted a perfect home. I'm not going to go into deep, because we are in the mixed multitude. Not everyone here is married. Not everyone here is up to. But marriages are not for boys. Marriages are for men. Not for boys. Praise the Lord. Wives, they set their minds what they needed from their husbands. They need communication, dressing well, protection, assurance, self-esteem, and so on and so forth. And the whole thing was moving around communication. In fact, it was a communication that brought my wife out. She was the first speaker. And she said what she said about communication. And I promise I'm going to make adjustments. Because I do a lot of studies. I love Word of God. Word of God is the oldest book on earth. It has been thousands of years before we came. So I love reading the scripture. In fact, I wake up very early before her. I'll begin to study. Sometimes she will ask me, are you going to church to teach? I said, I'm not going to church to teach. But I needed to know why and who made me. I needed to know why and who made me, so that I will not be carried away by charlatans. There are charlatans. Moving on. And I needed to protect my family. Because I know fully well, if anything happens to my home, God will ask me. He will not ask my wife. He will ask me. Praise the Lord. And also what the women said about hanging out. Hang out. And that hanging out aspect, they love it. Those hangouts, all this fast food, all these things, they love it. But those things are junks anyway, but they love it. Like our pastor has keep on telling us, each time our pastor mentioned it, when we are going with my wife, we told me, I think you heard what pastor said. I said, I heard what he said. Praise the Lord. We talked about what husbands expect from their wives. Respect, not comparing them with others. Good food, also dressing well. Not comparing them with others. Respect and not comparing your husband with others. Men value it as they value their breath. Respect. Respect. That's why I think the first question marriage committee should ask intending couples is to ask the lady, look at this young man very well. Do you think that this young man looks like a person you can respect? Do you think, just look at him very well. If you cannot respect him, don't marry him. If you, as a lady, cannot respect this man, don't marry him. Men value respect. And from there we saw that in men, we have king, we have baby, we have other things. It's well said. So today, we'll be going back to the book of beginning. What we'll be doing is, after the exhortation, I think if you have any question, our pastor can answer on Monday by 7 p.m. But give me your ears. Let us ride and look into the world. Please, make sure you have your Bible. I have been in the midst of men. I discovered that some of them don't come to church with the Bible. And it's uncalled for. It is uncalled for. It doesn't tell good of you. I don't know whether you are ashamed. Maybe they will say you are going to church. Maybe they will say you are now all these mushroom churches, or you are now a born again. You are now SU. I don't know. But it's very bad of you, men. Doesn't tell good. I have sat among you. And I have sat among you when sermons are going on. Some of you are pressing phones. I have sat among you. And I checked my head. I said, wow. How will this man's family look like? Because hearing is not here. Understanding is not willing to understand. These are the kind of men that they will keep on coming for family deliverance in your house. Every night they will run around to dig ground. Yet, what is happening is happening. But I'm not here to talk about family deliverance. Our pastor always do justice to it. But I want to chip in one thing. Family deliverance is getting the whole family born again. Once the whole family is born again, you are delivered. Once the whole family is born again, you are delivered. But our pastor will do justice to that. So we'll be looking at Genesis. From the book of Genesis chapter 1, you will know that Genesis chapter 1, chapter 2 was pure. Before the serpent came in from chapter 3. Genesis chapter 1, God created everything from verse 26, chapter 1, from verse 26, 27, 28, 29. He said, let us, after making man, he now gave man authority. He now did everything for man. Let's go to Genesis chapter 2. We will read from verse 15 to 25. I want us to read it, and I will do the reading. It's a lengthy reading, but much scriptures are good for your health. It's good for your health because you cannot grow spiritually without feeding on this world. You eat natural food for your human body, flesh, to grow and nourish. If you don't feed on the world, you will never grow. That is truth. You will never grow. So Genesis chapter 2 from verse 15, I will read. I'm reading with New King James Version. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to tend and keep it. To tend and keep it. If that Bible, you didn't borrow that Bible, just that word, to tend, especially men, to tend and keep it. That means God put the man there to walk. To walk. Walk is not a curse. There is dignity in labor. There is no dignity in begging, but there is dignity in labor. The Bible said that he put the man in the Garden of Eden. Of course, we know that Eden was well furnished. We have gold, we have precious stones, we have rivers in that Eden. That means that Eden was not a place of poverty or scarcity, but that Eden was a place of plenty. And he put man there to walk. And the Lord God commanded the man. And the Lord God commanded the man. of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Let me just read it through. I will do some explanation. On only this particular chapter and verses of the scripture, you cannot exhaust it in 5 years. If you're a good Bible teacher, there are many things to bring out from there. 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. I will make him a helper. The man has work to do. The man was working, but the work was much for the man. God needed a helper, a helper, a helper to help the man to carry out the assignment. A helper. Brother, if you don't have any handwork, if you don't have any source of income, don't think of marriage. You are not qualified. If you don't have anything you are doing, just erase that marriage from your memory, because you will mix it up. A helper comparable to him. Out of the ground that God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air, and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name. Be marking all what we are reading. God created everything and brought them to Adam for Adam to call. Whatsoever Adam called those things are still bearing their names even today. It's what you call your home will be. Our pastor said, what you call your wife, that is what your wife will be. We will still come into that place. And so, 20. So Adam gave names to all cattle, to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper comparable to him. For Adam, he had no helper. He named everything the work on him. Let me borrow an English word. They say the workload. The workload was much on Adam. That's why God brought Eve out of Adam as a helper. And the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam. He slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in his place. Then the ring which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman. Still him naming things. Still him naming things. Thank you. Still him naming things. Therefore, verse 24, listen very well. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. I have many questions in this verse. Adam had no father and mother. That means this verse is prophetic. Of course, You know, the scriptures are prophetic. This verse is prophetic because God, who knew the end from a beginning. Adam had no father except the Almighty. He had no mother. Why we go brought up this issue is prophetic. That's why marriages are not for boys. They are for men. So you should leave your family. If you leave your family. No third party. Praise the Lord. 25 happens to be the last verse there. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and we are not ashamed. And we are not ashamed. What is this verse telling us? They were transparent with each other. They were transparent with each other. Most of us, our phones are passworded. Our wife's own are passworded. My wife is sitting somewhere there. My phone is not passworded. Her own is not passworded. She's sitting there. If I'm saying anything, you confirm from her. But we have secrecies. We have things that we are hiding. But then they were all naked. That means they were transparent and they were not ashamed. They were not ashamed. Men, I hope you are looking at what we are reading, because we are starting from the Genesis. And also when you read Matthew, where Jesus referred back to the book of beginning, you will understand that Jesus was referring back to this book of Genesis because he said in the beginning it was not so. There was nothing like divorce. We know the story very well, how Adam fell, how Adam could not keep the commandment, and Adam did not divorce Eve. Adam did not divorce Eve. That's why Jesus in Matthew 19, when they came to tempt him, they were asking him, why, if he said so, why is it that Moses said that we should put away with a written of divorce? And Jesus answered them, it was because of the hardness of your heart. The hardness of that heart talks about because they were not born again. Any man, any woman that is not born again, your heart is hard. It's as simple as ABC. And that's why the Bible says that the heart of man is desperately wicked. Who can know it? Praise the Lord. Both of them, we are there. Another thing I want to bring out from this Genesis chapter 3, before we now go into other chapters and verses of the scripture, communication is very, very vital in every relationship, in every human and human contact, in every human and human habitation. You cannot do without communication. What are these communication? You will know fully well where we read, if you are following, that God told Adam that the day you will eat this particular tree, the fruit from this particular tree, he said you will die. But when you read Genesis chapter 3, verse 3, you discover that Adam did not communicate well. In the family of Adam, he didn't communicate well. Let's go there so that I will say something. And also I will mention the family of Moses and also the family of Abraham. I wanted to know why God called Abraham his friend. That's what made me to venture to study about this man, Abraham. Why would God Almighty single-handedly call a man like me his friend? I wanted to know because I was eager willing when I got converted that I want to hear him call me also his friend. So I was studying to know what made this man. That was all I'm after. Even my family knows. My mom knows. Because I lost my dad before I got admission into our institution. So my mom knows. And my wife knows. She knows. Sometimes she will see me reading Bible. Different transversion. She will say, And that's why many ladies don't want to marry pastors. They say, pastors are boring. They don't know what's up. But thank God for our pastor. Pastor Moses Alu, he's not boring because he takes them out. They go on shopping. They go and travel outside. So he's not boring. Praise the Lord. So Genesis chapter 3 verse 3 said, but we should start from verse 1 so that we get it. Because some of us don't read our Bible. It's only today that we come to church with it. And when we are here, we don't even open it. If we want to run a test, we can run a test now. Just single-handed point a man there and say, open Deuteronomy. That man will go to table of contents. Now, Genesis chapter 3, let's start from verse 1. We just read verse 1, verse 2, and verse 3. I will pick the point from verse 3. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, why will that serpent start a conversation with the woman without the consent of the man of the house? That is why God asks Adam, where are you? Where are you? Is he asking us, where are you? The problem we are having in denominations and in churches is because the families are not in order. And when we look at the prerequisites for having a bishop and for having a deacon, that's a prerequisite, not just because you can read Bible. No, no, no. That's a prerequisite. And it's not in the Old Testament. We see it in the New. In the New. Before you will be a bishop. And a bishop means it's a title. It's not among the five anyway. It's a title. And it means just overseer. If you cannot oversee your house, just you, your wife, and moreover, now that we are reducing to two, one. Your wife and your two children or your one child, you can't oversee them. Is this congregation that you oversee? It's not possible. And the woman said to the serpent, this is where women are getting it wrong also. Any conversation about the family, let your husband know. And let me tell you, I'm sorry, let me just debate small. I'm sorry. That's why you watch all these so-called prophets. They don't prophesy to man. They prophesy to women. Because they are highly emotional. Women are highly emotional. They are happy, they will cry. They are sad, they will cry. They are highly emotional. So, and whenever you start telling them, I see death in your family. I see this in your family. I see this in your husband's family. That woman will be in a panic. Let's go back. And the serpent was having a conversation with the woman. And this is one of the barriers in communication. Too busy. We are too busy. We men, we are too busy. We are too busy. What are we looking for? What are we looking for? I want to let you know, if you did not bring up a child, according to Proverbs 22, verse 6, that child will mix up those properties before you when you are aging. I have seen that. When you are aging, your strength are fading you, and their strength are coming up. Before your eyes, they will sell off those things. And some of them will sell it off and take drugs. Some of them will sell it off and live a high life and say, forget about that Juman. Forget about that Popsy. That old man. Forget about that old man. Because you didn't do your job. Some of you, thank God that you are here. If you count the husbands and count wives, you will discover that the wives are more in number than the husbands. Because husbands will just come at the gates and drop off the children and the wife and turn back. Where are you going to? Maybe you are a Chelsea fan, I don't know. Maybe you have a business connection or whatever, I don't know. But if you fail to train, we still look at Abraham. I know why God said, I know him. For he will command his household. And when we read there, you will see that God said that he will command his household to follow his way, even when he is no longer alive. And the woman, sorry, I'm sorry for moving the way I'm moving, please. I'm sorry, we need to get it right, because we are the pillars of every home as a man. And that's why I love whenever our pastor is praying for men, and he always saying, this year we end better than last year. I will shock you, daddy, that some of them are not saying amen. They are not saying, they will say, what is not saying? He said this thing 2020, waiting can't happen. Now this is amen, I do my go. But there is power in spoken word. Adam named everything, not by closing eyes and shouting, but by speaking. Praise the Lord. So the conversation was going on, and the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, verse 3, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. But God did not say, you shall not touch it. That was where the miscommunication, Adam did not communicate properly to his wife. And his wife carried that uncooked, half-baked communication, information, and she was running with that half-bake, and that half-bake runned and destroyed Adam's home. That half-baked information, destroyed Adam's home. Praise the Lord. We will also look at Exodus. Exodus chapter 4, verse 24 to 26. Exodus. We all know the stories, how Moses was born in Egypt. And that time there was a law, because they were trying to make sure that Israelites did not come up and did not overempower them. They were trying to kill them, and Moses was healed. And later on, Moses was trained in the family of Pharaoh. Moses was trained in everything about Egypt. He was trained in the military in Egypt. He was trained. In fact, Moses was sound in Egypt, but because of what his mother was telling him, when the woman was training him, Moses discovered that I am in this land, but I am not from this land. I was fed in this palace. I was trained by the royalty. I was provided by the royalty, but I am not here. Praise the Lord. So Moses, because he was trying to help his brothers was trying to prove to him, we knew your past. We have your track records. If you make any noise, we will bring out your track record. And Moses, I'm trying to paraphrase it. And Moses was afraid. He ran away from Egypt. And he went to Midian. Out of the tribe, he married a Midianite. Moses' communication with the woman was straight and was accurate. We will read it. Moses communicated with his wife. He told his wife that we are from the tribe, that we had a covenant with Elohim, and that covenant must be circumcision. Moses communicated well. Praise the Lord. So let's go to, I will read it also. Let's go to Exodus. You know, Exodus means departure anyway. Because most of you, you need to know what you are reading. It means departure. That means they were a kind of moving. And that's why we are moving out of this place. So. Whatever pastor will be saying, rapture, I know most of you don't understand. But it will happen suddenly. And everything you are seeing will be melt away. Both the heaven, both the earth. Everything will be melt away. We brought nothing, Apostle Paul says so. We brought nothing into this world. And we are not going out of this place with anything. Nothing. If he comes now, I'm not going with these clothes. I'm not going with this shoe. Everything will drop. He will now give me a body that cannot decay. Because this body can decay. Exodus chapter 4 from verse 24. I want you to give me your ears, please. Just unlearn. I want us after today and tomorrow's evening. Your home must be restored. Your home must be restored. How many hours do you stay in your office, in your business places? But the rest hours you stay in your home. And that's why most of men, that their wives are giving headache, some of them end up in beer parlors. Yes, some of them don't go to their houses when they close from work. They go to beer parlor. They will stay there till midnight. Why? Their homes is hellfire. But after all these teachings and exhortations, we will experience heaven on earth, marriage. And that's what I told my wife before we married, we were dead. I told her that we will have heaven on earth marriage. Sometimes she will remind me, what about the private jet? I said, don't worry, it will come. She's there. She loves good things. All women. She's also asked me, what of this private jet? Because I said, don't worry. The private, and that's what they want to hear. They want to hear your response. They want to hear your response. Like somebody like me, I don't watch movie. But because of her, I have started watching. What will I do? They want to explain to you which is the, but I look at it, I say, these guys and these women, they are making their, do you know the meaning of television? You are looking, somebody is telling you his own vision or her vision. That is television. They are telling you their own vision. But because whenever I study, she will not be happy. Yeah, this one happened. I said, okay, let's go and watch. Let's go. Once I watch channels, 10 o'clock news, I'm okay. But all this, she made me to know what is called Telemundo. There was season one, season, man. But all the same, please, man, we have to endure for peace to reign. Moses communicated very well. That's where I'm going to. And it came to pass, verse 24, and it came to pass on the way, at the encampment, that the Lord met him and sought to kill him. The Lord met Moses and sought to kill Moses because he knew and he does not want to obey. But thank God that he communicated well. So, and the wife picked it. He communicated well, and the wife picked it. Then, Zipporah, that is Moses' wife. Then, Zipporah took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it at Moses' feet and said, "Surely you are a husband of blood to me." 26. So he let him go. So he, watch that he in my own translation is capital, that is God. So God let Moses go because Moses communicated very well to the helpmeet. And the helpmeet was there to help him carry out his divine assignment. And if you are here, you have the intention of marrying a pastor, please, you have to bear with pastors. That is true. Not all women can marry pastors. It's not because the women are evil, no. Because pastors, you have to endure. The phone number of your husband is no longer his own. They will call him because many don't want to learn and put what they learned into action. Time will not permit me. I will for show you that pastor, evangelist, prophet, teacher, and apostles, they are to equip the saints so that the saints will do the work of ministry. Their work is to equip you, not for you to be disturbing them. When they equip you, you go out there and do the work of the ministry. What is ministry? Ministry is service. It's service. It's not wearing suit and tie. It's good to wear suit and tie. I really appreciate men of God that wears, especially Pastor Evis, always on suit. I love that. Praise the Lord. So verse 26 said that, so he let him go. Then she said, "You are a husband of blood because of the circumcision." Because of the circumcision, God could have killed Moses on the way. While Moses was going back to carry that assignment. It still boils down on communication. And what our wife said, when they were telling you something, please, even if you are not going to do it, listen to them first. And you being a man, and being a man is not only because you have mustache, no. It's not because your voice are deep, no. But because you are taking responsibilities make you a man, not your stature, no. So when you listen to them, you have to process it. You have to process it. Because you are the man in charge, you have to process it. And when you process it, you remove those ones that are not good. And you will take the one that is good. Praise the Lord. What I will be doing, I will be doing exhortation and also telling you some of my own life stories. That's what I will be telling you. When I was in school, I made a vow. I made a vow that God, there is something I'm expecting when I finish school. Once I get those things, I will give you a cow. As a student, and they are giving me pocket money, and I'm making a vow of cow. So when we married, I told my wife, say, see you, I made a vow that I will give God a cow once this thing happened, and that thing now happened, and we are in that thing, enjoying that thing. She said, I better go and fulfill it. Because I made a vow not in Lagos. I made a vow in a church in the East. So what I did, I made a vow without the consent of the pastor. The pastor did not know. So I called him. I said, Daddy, I made this vow. When will you be around? I'm coming down with my wife. The man shouted, so you are married? And I said, yes, I was calling you because I married. I met my wife in Lagos. So I did everything. I went down, I did everything. So I say, I'm married now. It's okay. Anytime you are ready. I say, it's not anytime. I'm coming next month. So tell me when. It's okay. Any of the services next month, I should come and redeem my vow. Being that I have told my wife and my mother, she was aware. So she quickly asked me, what am I putting in envelope? Because women always want to know. I told her what I'm... He said, no. That's not what they are selling, cow. I said, but that's... I want to give the biggest one. He left me. He went back to my wife. My mother went back to... And now called my wife. Say, see you. Go and tell your husband that thing. You should share that in half. My wife responded, allow him to do what he agreed he will do. And we went back, and I fulfilled the vow. I made the vow before I married. I fulfilled the vow in marriage. And my wife did not stop me from fulfilling. She didn't even worry. Even when I was coming now, there was a traffic. She was the one that told me that I have to use bike. I have to stop them and enter bike. She now drive down. What I'm saying is that Moses communicated well. And because Moses communicated well, the wife was there to assist him in fulfilling that mission. Every man is on a mission. If he don't know it. Every man is on a mission. In fact, my wife always remind me, say, evangelism is like you have stopped going to evangelism now, because he knows. She loves the things of God. And I'm blessed to have her. Moses communicated very well. What are you telling your wife? What are you teaching your wife? You are the teacher. You are the pastor in that family. You are the one to explain the scripture. Whenever we come for service, after service, my wife will start telling me, honey, I didn't understand this particular one. I will drive and I will be explaining it. You have to communicate. And you have to tell them what the word of God says. And what the word of God did not say. Likewise, your children. Likewise, your children. Hello, men. Your male child, once your male child gets to the age of adolescence, that your male child will never listen to your wife again. Go and check it. Once your male child, will be monitoring you. They are coming to church, you are not coming. He will be quiet because he is still tender. Once he gets to adolescence, once he's getting into 14, 15, He will challenge your wife. He will never come to church. Because he's looking at you. He's looking at you. Do you think that Isaac was that baby when Abraham took him to Mount Moriah for sacrifice? Isaac was not that baby. Isaac could have fought this man because Isaac was young, but Abraham also aging in age. But why did Isaac follow Abraham? Because Isaac has watched Abraham performing sacrifice. That's why he asked him, Father, I can see every other thing we normally use for sacrifice. What about the lamb? If you have a son here, please, when you get home, go back to your children. Go back to your children. You have to teach your children if you are born again. But if you are not, please, before you leave here, receive this life. Receive this life. A man without Christ has no life. A man without Christ, a woman without Christ, you are a walking corpse. You are a walking corpse. You don't have life. You don't have life. I don't care how intelligent you are. You don't have life. Moses communicated well. We want to move to Abraham. We are going this Genesis journey because it's the book of beginning. It's the origin. It's the origin. So Moses communicated well, and the wife was there because she understood. Please, whenever your husband is telling you something and you did not understand, please ask question. Understand. Understand. Don't just go on assumption. I think. I told my wife, we don't live on I think. We live on I know. Not I think. I know. Not I think. No. You don't mention I think in my house. It's you know. And there's another thing I told my wife before we married. I said, see, honey, don't ever open your mouth in anger and call our children's name. Don't open your mouth in anger. She's there. Don't open your mouth in anger. Because you are the one that named that child. And you are still the one calling that child another name. Some of us parents are calling our children goats. Coconut head. This one cannot mount. When you call your child a coconut head, your child will become a coconut head. You don't need a deliverance for that. It's what you sow, you reap. You call your child a name. Who named that your child? It's not you. It's you. So who is naming your child again? It's still you. And who is going to reap it? It's still you. Because pastors will be in his own family. The burning heart will be in you. Sometimes network may fail. Yes. Network may fail. So this lockdown was a test running of how families can be able to hold services. I will surprise you that many homes here didn't have services. They were just sleeping and eating, waking up and watching television until the day they say they open the lock again. All of us got it again. Shame on you, man, if that is how you run your family. If that's how you run. In fact, don't tell people you are born again if that's how you run your family. It is not God's plan. It is not God's plan. God's plan is to have a godly offspring. God's plan is to have a godly offspring. Praise the Lord.